live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. And coming up in this bulletin, some breaking news. The Education Minister has given the go-ahead for a compulsory purchase order to be issued in relation to a site for the proposed three-school campus in Buncrana. We'll hear from Minister Charlie McConnellogue. The daughter of a Donegal woman who died after being told there was no ambulance available says people should know that this is still happening. Davina Porter says there must be a review of the amount of time ambulances are spending waiting at hospitals to discharging patients. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses in relation to a fatal crash that took place in Stranorra yesterday morning, and Tánaiste Leo Varadkar is to address the Dáil in the next hour. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with some breaking news, and the Minister for Education has given the go-ahead for a compulsory purchase order to be issued in relation to a site for the proposed three-school campus in Buncrana. At a meeting this afternoon, Minister Norma Foley confirmed she has instructed her department officials to begin the process, with initial documents expected to be ready in the coming weeks. As of yet, the identity of the site has not been disclosed. Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue says this is a significant breakthrough.
An important meeting this afternoon between Minister for Education Norma Foley and Crana College, Gaelscoil Buncrana and College Sí Cinn Uile Uinn, the three schools involved in the proposed three-school Crana College campus. And very welcome news confirmed by the Minister this afternoon to the three schools and to the ETB that she has now commenced the compulsory purchase process in order to secure a site for the three schools. And this has been a source of a tremendous frustration to the three schools concerned that that has been ongoing for a number of years now, and that a site hadn't been secured so that we can follow through with design and build of the three-school campus. And it really is an important step forward that the compulsory purchase process will now commence, as it brings clarity to the situation. And certainly I hope it will ensure that now that we will move on to seeing a site secured, and then also to design and build and the delivery of the much-needed school for Crana College, Gaelscoil Buncrana and College Sí Cinn Uile Uinn.
What can you tell us about the site in question?
There has been ongoing engagement by the department through Donegal County Council over the last period of time. A site has now been identified, and the County Council have been liaising with those involved, and it has been agreed to move forward with a compulsory purchase order in terms of actually securing that site. So I think it will be the actual site will be identified now in due course, whenever the public advertisement is published in the next number of weeks. There will then be a process whereby the application will be made to an Bord Pleanála, who will have to approve it. And I think certainly for all of those students and staff concerned among the three schools, it brings clarity to the ongoing a long-running challenge now with identifying a site, and puts in place a clear process as to how it can actually be secured. Then that will be important, and that everyone works together in terms of ensuring our design planning and build of the school progresses promptly on from that.
And that was Minister Charlie McConnellogue. There's more from Minister McConnellogue on our website, highlandradio.com. Leo Varadkar is to address the Dáil in the next hour, defending his decision to leak a confidential document to a doctor's union. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin stood by him during testy Dáil exchanges this afternoon. He said the key contents of the IMO contract deal were already in the public domain when Leo Varadkar shared them with a rival union. Micheál Martin also says it's the only time that Mr. Varadkar has disclosed a confidential document.
See, I did answer the question in relation to the tarnished himself. He is very clear. To myself and indeed to the leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, that he did not do this before or since. And we take from that his advisors as well. He didn't authorise any other type of action like this one in relation to the TGP contract.
Well, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou McDonald, says she believes that Tánaiste needs to give a very full account of himself when he takes to his feet.
The leaking of this document was not motivated by public interest. It was giving a dig out to a friend. It's as crude as that. A friend whose organisation was in competition with the IMO for members, for their subscriptions and for influence.
The daughter of a Donegal woman who died after being told there was no ambulance available has said people should know that this is still happening. Davina Porter is daughter of Maura Porter, who died after waiting for almost an hour for an ambulance. Davina has been speaking out after Freedom of Information figures released today show that it took an ambulance over an hour to arrive at a life-threatening emergency on 63 occasions over the space of 3 months. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, she told Greg Hughes the time ambulances spend waiting at hospitals must be looked at.
Losing mum was difficult, but the way she died has haunted us. Waiting on that ambulance has really devastated us all. And to learn that on that night in question, there was 9 ambulances on duty, but 6 of them were waiting outside Letterkenny University Hospital, waiting to discharge patients. One of the ambulances was waiting for over 5 hours, and the hospital was aware that the ambulances were piling up, and they were outside ICU, and the report into that night showed that they failed to implement whatever a code black is. And as a result of that, there was no ambulance available at that particular time. The nearest available ambulance was in Sligo, 2 hours away. It's not just us in the more rural areas of Donegal that could end up in a life-threatening situation. I mean, even people in Letterkenny have been left, in the actual town of Letterkenny have been left waiting for ambulances. So it's very important that people need to know that this happened to us as a family. We lost our mother because she wasn't given a chance to get to hospital in time. Had she got there, she may not have bled to death.
And that was Davina Porter. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses in relation to a fatal crash in Stranorra yesterday morning. The 3-vehicle collision happened at around 20 past 9. A man in his 60s was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment for serious injuries. He died a short time later. He's been named locally as Michael Reid. He was the driver of a car which was involved in the collision with 2 Jeeps. Gardaí Clare Rafferty has this appeal.
We are looking for any witnesses to the collision or any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, who were travelling in the area at this time, to make this footage available to us. So we'd ask anyone with information to contact Letterkenny Station on 074-9167-100 or the Garda Confidential Line as well as 1-800-666-111, or you can call any Garda Station either. We appreciate any information.
And investigations are continuing following a burglary at Letterkenny shop in the early hours of this morning. A sum of cash was taken from the till at a delicatessen on the Pierce Road area between 2 a.m. and 2:30. The front door of the premises was forced open and the till was broken into. A money box was taken. Gardaí Rafferty says they believe there were also attempts made to gain entry to an adjoining building.
We're looking for anyone who may have seen someone acting suspicious in that area around those times to give us a ring. And just a note on that as well, it's believed that there was an attempt made on an adjoining property as well, which resulted in criminal damage to the property. So they may have been hanging around there for a while. So anyone that noticed anyone in that area, to give Letterkenny a call on 074-9167-100.
Irish Water's come under fire for what's been described as quick fix jobs after carrying out works in the Letterkenny area. It follows concern over what's been described as a dangerous hole on the footpath near Old Town Bridge, with claims that a woman fell there in recent days. Residents in the Church Lane area have also expressed frustration over tarmac being used to finish a job instead of patio bricks, which had been there previously. Local councillor Jerry McMonagall says while the initial work Irish Water is doing is very important, the reinstatement of roads and footpaths is also very important.
Generally, you know, it seems to be that Irish Water comes in, whether they're digging up a road or having to dig up a footpath or remove signs for the carry out work, that they're very slow to reinstate the roads and footpaths and signs back to the way they were. And obviously, and residents, and rightly so, are complaining about that.
And the issue is all the more prevalent, one can argue now, at this time of the year with the darker evenings, and these sort of incidents become all the more dangerous.
Yeah, in the dark evenings, people aren't going to see these trip hazards and are going to trip and fall or hurt themselves. And if it's it's an elderly person, they could do themselves serious damage. So, no, what I'm saying is that they take the time whenever they're doing the works that they have to do, and whilst they're important, the reinstatement of the roads and footpaths are equally as important.
An investigation is continuing into a burglary at St Eunan's College in Letterkenny. It happened on last Saturday, Halloween night. Catherine Gaffney has more.
At some stage between 10:45 and 11:15 on Saturday night last, entry was gained to the school by forcing open a set of double doors. Significant damage was caused in one of the rooms, including the smashing of a window from inside the building and the smashing of a COVID screen and a computer. Nothing is believed to have been stolen, with Gardaí stating that vandalism would appear to be the motive for the attack. Anyone who may have observed any people in or around the school or groups hanging around that area on Halloween night is being urged to contact Gardaí. Gardaí are also keen for any motorists who were travelling in the area around that time and who may have dash cam footage to get in touch.
The Chief Medical Officer says international travel could be riskier in the weeks before Christmas than it is now. Final arrangements are being made to roll out the EU's traffic light system here on Sunday. It'll see countries branded green, red or orange. With more, here's Casey O'Riordan.
The possibility of families reuniting at airports for Christmas has been hit with fresh doubt. Dr. Tony Holohan has told the Transport Committee that international travel is simply unsafe and the risk is likely to increase in the weeks before Christmas.
The level of disease transmission in this country is improving at a point when the vast majority of countries in Europe are disimproving.
If I was to guess, I'd say there probably won't be many countries on green by the time we're talking about Christmas flights.
The traffic light system will see different rules apply depending on what colour country passengers are arriving from, but are likely to include testing passengers and asking them to restrict their movements for a period of time. Dr. Holohan says it's impossible to say now if public health officials will be able to change its stance on non-essential travel in time for Christmas.
We can only make that assessment at a point in time and make our advice available at that point in time. I understand completely the sensitivity that there will be for families and for people who are thinking about these kinds of arrangements wishing to come back together.
The committee continues this afternoon when the Transport Minister will be taking questions.
There's been a broad welcome to funding to upgrade an existing car park and viewing area in North Inishowen. The top of Portlane Bay is a popular spot among tourists and the community, but it has fallen into disrepair in recent years. The Bray has long been identified as an area of major potential in terms of the Wild Atlantic Way. Local councillor Martin McDermott is hopeful that work can be done ahead of next year's tourist season.
It has grown over and not been used for quite some time, and it has got great potential. So it's something that we've been working with the local community centre, the local development group there, and Donegal County Council to try and get something done with that. And through the CLAR application, we've secured $50,000 now to do work there. The works will contain parking and picnic base, a bit of a crash barrier, and also a cinema screen, which will be, I think, a lot of people will want to see and want to get to see when it's all set.
And funding has been secured to carry out works on a cross-border walking route, which is part of the International Appalachian Trail. The Irish leg of the trail starts at Slieve League and runs across the border into Tyrone, through the Sperrins and up the north coast into the Glens of Antrim and onto Larne. In total, €875,000 is being spent on the island. The full trail is 485 kilometres in length. Inga Bock is the IAT coordinator in Donegal.
We were very, very lucky that we have secured leader funding for the whole trail from Donegal right through to Antrim. We're linking up existing trails for the IAT, and what we're doing is we're improving and taking bits off road that are at the moment on road. We're improving the way marking on it, the directional marking, information on the whole thing, and general sort of furniture on the trail. So it should be a massive addition to our walking infrastructure in Donegal.
And the fact too that this ties into an international walking trail that encompasses countries in Europe and elsewhere, as well as of course traversing the border, as you say, going right over to Larne. It's part of a wider thing that a lot of walkers will take an interest in.
Absolutely. It is part of the International Appalachian Trail that starts in Maine in the US on Mount Katahdin and actually ends with the camels in the Andiatlaf Mountains of Morocco. So we're very, very happy to be part of that. And the nice thing is that actually in our part of the world, is one of the few places where the trail actually seamlessly goes from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland and into Scotland. Because where the trail stops in Larne, if you get on the ferry, as you come out of the ferry compound, you're on the IAT in Scotland.
And that was Inga Bok. More than 100 million voters have already cast their ballots in the US presidential election, one of the tightest ever races, it's believed. Polls are open for people to elect Democratic candidate Joe Biden or to give Republican President Donald Trump another 4 years in the White House.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the latest on Eagle Gear online or click and collect at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Kenny Hargan.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Well, 73 sports clubs in Donegal have been allocated a total of €94,065 under the COVID-19 small grants scheme. The grants for local clubs allocated by Sport Ireland are between €350 and €1,500. The Donegal allocation is part of an €85 million funding package for the sports sector, which has been significantly impacted by the various COVID-19 restrictions imposed since March. Chief Executive of Sport Ireland, John Tracy, says the national schemes announced in June were designed to support organisations with COVID-19 related losses in 2020. However, having engaged with our funded bodies, we understand the current level 5 restrictions present additional challenges. As such, they've ring-fenced finances to address any immediate needs that may arise in the sector in the coming weeks. A full list of the clubs receiving grants can be viewed on our website, highlandradio.com, in the sports section. In Gaelic Games, Sligo say they're liaising with Croke Park and Connacht GA after confirming a number of COVID-19 cases on their football panel. They're due to play Galway in a provincial semi-final on Saturday. Sligo say multiple members of the group have tested positive and are now self-isolating along with a number of close contacts. In local soccer, League of Ireland, Shamrock Rovers, they're appealing to supporters to stay away from the Tallaght Stadium for tomorrow night's Premier Division trophy presentation. The Hoops host St Patrick's Athletic tomorrow night behind closed doors in their final home game of the 2020 league campaign. After the game, the silverware will be handed over to the players for the first time since 2011. In a statement, the club asked supporters to observe health and safety advice in relation to Level 5 lockdown and refrain from gathering around the stadium. Elsewhere, the Football Association of Wales and Ryan Giggs have mutually agreed that their manager won't be involved in this month's international camp. Wales are due to play the Republic of Ireland and Finland in the Nations League, as well as a friendly with the USA. Giggs denies allegations that he assaulted a woman in her 30s. Greater Manchester Police have confirmed a 46-year-old man was arrested and bailed at the weekend. Assistant manager Robert Page will take charge for the games with Ireland and Finland and a friendly with the USA. On the pitch, Liverpool, they're gearing up for up to face last year's Champions League surprise package in the group stage tonight. The Merseysiders are in Italy for the first of back-to-back matches in Group D against Atalanta. Atalanta were the top scorers in Serie A last season. Liverpool full-back Trent Alexander-Arnold knows that their defence will have to be sharp tonight.
The fact that they were the best attacking side in Serie A last year is important for us to know. So that's something that we need to think about and we need to look at, which we will do. And like I said before, we'll hopefully be able to get our game plan right and make sure that we come away with the 3 points.
In the other game in that group, Ajax, they're away to Danish side Midtjylland, while Manchester City, they're aiming to grab a third win in 3 games in Group C when they play Olympiacos. Porto, they take on Marseille in the other tie in that group. All those matches kick off at 8 o'clock. And Middlesbrough, they're the form team in the Championship, going on to tonight's game against Blackburn. That one starts at 7:45. At 7 o'clock, second place Swansea, they're away to Brentford. Elsewhere, Bournemouth, they'll hope to stay in touch with the leaders. They're away to Sheffield Wednesday. Norwich play Millwall. Well, Brentford are up against Swansea, Cardiff play Barnsley, and Huddersfield, they host Bristol City. In cycling, Dan Martin lost a minute and 17 seconds on the race leaders on today's 13th stage of the Vuelta a España. The Irish rider posted the 13th fastest time in today's time trial. Primoz Roglic was quickest and takes the leader's red jersey from Richard Carapaz. Martin remains fourth in GC, but is now a minute and 42 seconds off Roglic. And finally for this evening, in boxing, promoter Eddie Hearn's teasing a heavyweight meeting of Tyson Fury and Dillian White. Alexander Povetkin was due to meet White later this month in a rematch of their August bout, won by the Russian. However, Povotkin's been hospitalised with COVID-19 and the fight tentatively rescheduled for January. Fury had been rumoured to face Carlos Takam in early December, having not fought since February. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. The Children's Minister says he hopes to rebuild trust between the government and survivors of mother and baby homes. Representative groups were critical of the lack of consultation over a law passed about access to records last month. The government later clarified that adoptees and survivors are legally entitled to access their personal data. Children's Minister Rodrigo Gorman says legislation on exhuming remains from the site of the former Tuam mother and baby home will soon be brought forward. He's also committed to publishing the Commission of Investigation's report as quickly as possible.
I hope that these measures and the follow-up measures that the government will be taking will start to rebuild trust between the government and survivors groups. And I think, certainly, and I've acknowledged in the Dáil, and I think the government recognises there is a need for more openness, for transparency, and for greater understanding and acknowledgement of the wishes of survivors.
Only a third of motor insurance injury claims settled through the courts last year were for less than €30,000. That figure was almost half that back in 2015, according to a new report from the Central Bank. It's found the average compensation for a claim settled through litigation over the past 5 years is just over €46,000. The frequency of claims continues to fall, but Insurance Ireland Chief Executive Moya Murdoch says the cost of claims is rising.
That does need to be addressed. The roads are safer. The number of collisions out there has reduced. However, there seems to be an ever-increasing amount paid out on the awards. That acts as an incentive. It encourages people to take a case if they feel there will be a large settlement at the end.
However, profits at motor insurance companies have increased in the last year with only a slight drop in premium prices for customers. A new Central Bank report shows premiums have risen by 35% over the past 10 years, but the cost of claims has fallen by 9%. Between 2018 and 2019, premiums fell slightly to an average of €676. However, over the same time frame, profits at the main motor insurers increased by €12 million to €142 million. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson and Donegal TD Piers Doherty says consumers are being ripped off.
They're being fleeced by motor insurance companies, and that is there in black and white. What we're seeing within the insurance company is we're seeing hyper profits. They've risen again from 9% last year. Now they're at 10%. Premiums that have increased by over 35% over the last decade, while at the time the cost of claims have reduced by 9%.
And the weather forecast, scattered showers will become isolated as the evening goes on. Some of the showers heavy and possibly thundery in moderate west to northwest winds, fresh and gusty near windward coasts. Any remaining showers will die out early tonight with winds easing. The rest of tonight will be dry with clear spells, cold though, with lows of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, a touch of frost in places, some mist or fog patches forming inland. Any frost, mist and fog will clear tomorrow morning to give a dry day with sunny spells, but cloud will increase from the northwest as the day goes on. Afternoon highs tomorrow of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the headlines, and in some breaking news, the Education Minister has given the go-ahead for a compulsory purchase order to be issued in relation to a site for the three-school campus in Buncrana. At a meeting this afternoon, Minister Norma Foley confirmed she's instructed her department officials to begin the process, with initial documents expected to be ready in the coming weeks. It follows a meeting this afternoon, which was attended virtually by representatives of Crannock College, Coloshna Inishowen and Gaelscoil Buncrana. The Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell spoke to us on that, and you can hear that interview on our website highlandradio.com. Leo Varadkar is to address the Dáil in the next 30 minutes or so, defending his decision to leak a confidential document to a doctor's union. The Taoiseach has been standing by him, but the Sinn Féin leader says she believes that Taoiseach needs to give a very full account of himself. Back again with news at 6. Good afternoon. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 3rd of November. The death has taken place of Seamus Hutchinson, Clonblosk, Buncrana. Seamus's Requiem Mass will take place on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly for family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Diabetic Society, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors.
The death has occurred of Margaret Dolly Maxwell, Neo Mara, 9, The Beaches, Ballybuffet, and formerly of The Bower, Killygordon. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on Thursday morning at 11 from St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon Facebook page, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Mel Thompson, 571 Milbrae, Stranorer. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer on 2:00. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Community Hospital, care of any family member. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Michael Reid, Knockfair, Stranorer. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 11:00. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Frances Doherty, Beltra, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, ICU, Sligo University Hospital, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. And the death has taken place of Michael Diver, Letter, Urris, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his brother Dan and sister-in-law Jill's residence. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow in St Michael's Church, Urris, at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to our Clogher Community Group homes, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Clonmany Together Facebook page.